Hello, my name is Drew Ising, and I work in instructional support and technology integration and as a teacher for the Baldwin City Schools. I'm so excited to share with you some of the neat things our students and teachers have going on in each of the four schools in our district in these USD 348 teacher features. Jean Widener, a third grade teacher at the Intermediate Center, has always loved teaching.
I remember in second grade, one of the special rewards or whatever that my teacher allowed us to have was giving the spelling test for the week. And I distinctly remember in second grade sitting on her stool at the front of the classroom, giving my class a spelling test. And I must have just been cemented at that point. I don't know.
Mrs. Widener taught first grade for several years in Olathe before stepping away from the classroom for a few years to stay home with her growing family. With her four kids in school, Ms. Widener was ready to teach again.
My husband and I had talked a lot about whether coming back to the classroom was what I wanted to do or if there was something else. And then last year, I was able to start working as a sub in the building and then eventually was able to take on the technology position here at the IC. And I fell back in love with being with kids in the classroom. Like, there was no place else that I should be. So I was thankful for the opportunity this year to come back as a returning, not first year, but sometimes it feels like a first year teacher again.
Mrs. Widener joined a third grade team with two returning teachers and new hires, Mrs. Callis, Mrs. Bradbury, and Ms. Fisher. With so many teachers in the team new to the school, Widener has been excited by the energy in the group.
One of the biggest challenges, I think, is we are trying to figure out what is the curriculum? What are the standards for third grade? What should students know and be able to do in third grade? The other difficult part is they're just missing pieces just based on being out of school. So it's trying to figure out what pieces do we need to fill in? What is it that they don't know yet? They should possibly know by now. So that's kind of a challenge. Joe Hines is our remote teacher, and she had taught third grade. And so she has been a resource that we've gone to on occasion and said, hey, how did you guys do this in third grade? And she'll say, oh yeah, we did it like this. And we're really, really thankful for Becky Florence because she has taught third grade and she has third grade experience. So she's been a great resource too, to be able to say, okay, here's another way you could approach that, or here's something else that you could do to help. And that gives us at least a brainstorm place to start. At the same time, it's also freeing because just because it's been done this way in the past doesn't mean that we have to continue doing it. One of the beautiful things about it, though, is that we kind of get to create and develop things together. And so we have a strong team that works really well together.
After spending as many as 5 years at the primary center, the students are also new to the intermediate center. In a typical year, this can be a challenging transition for kids. Mrs. Widener has emphasized social-emotional learning, communication, and collaboration in her classroom to help her students.
One of the things that I've thought about for a long time is, there's a couple of things. One of them is our classroom community and building our classroom social environment is really, really important. And so that's been a really big focus in mine this year, is being able to establish good classroom management, good boundaries in the classroom, but still being able to have fun with each other. And for my class to be able to laugh together when something silly happens, or to be able to play a game together, and having that time where we can talk about things that aren't necessarily school related and just learn about each other has been phenomenal. I have really, really loved that and has really helped to develop our classroom community. We've been able to, we use Google Classroom quite a bit where they can look at each other's responses. We haven't moved yet to being able to respond to one another's responses because I feel like that's a teaching moment where we probably need to talk about what would be appropriate. How do you respond appropriately to somebody? I miss the table of four because there's so many good strategies that you can do with a table of four, but I'm trying to incorporate some of those partner talking strategies as we're in groups of two, kind of spaced apart in my classroom. And then we still do work on the floor and we still spend time talking with each other. One of the things that I've really enjoyed in math specifically is kind of taking word problems, cutting them apart, and giving them to a partner and saying, okay, I want you guys to solve this together using our read, draw, write strategy, and then be able to come up and explain to the class, how did you do that? They really thrive on being able to come up and then explain what did they do. And that solidifies their thinking and it really gives them the ability to internalize that.
writing strategies have been a focus in Class 3W across the core content areas. I asked Ms. Widener to share some of what her class has been working on.
I came into third grade this year hoping to spend time writing because I feel like students just maybe don't get as much time writing or practicing different styles of writing. And I have been surprised how much my kids have embraced it and really enjoy it. I don't remember that for myself as a student. And so maybe it's my own perception of what's fun and what's not fun. But we have done several writing projects. The kids have really enjoyed them. And I've been really proud of the work that they have put out, going through the writing steps and the writing process. And hopefully that helps them to become more proficient writers as they become older. We've done a friendly letter, and they ate that up, being able to write a letter to a friend. And then we practiced addressing an envelope and mailing it. So we got to do the whole part, and they really enjoyed that, the reality of that project, the realness of it. And then being able to, you know, talk to their parents or their grandparents or a friend about the letter that they received from them. So I've enjoyed that. We did a personal narrative where they told a story about their life, something that happened in their lives. And I was able to share those with parents at conferences, which was pretty fun because many of the parents say, that's not how it happened at all. And I told them, I understand that. And I want you to know that I don't believe everything that comes out of your child's mouth when they come to the classroom. I love my job. I couldn't be more thrilled to be here. I have walked down this hallway so many times at school and just thought, I am so thankful to be teaching. And it'll be okay if we have to, you know, move remote. I get it. I hope not. But if we do, it'll be okay too. And we'll figure it out and we'll do what we do. And it's okay.
Thank you to Mrs. Widener for taking time to talk with me. We're glad you're part of our IC team this year. I look forward to sharing more stories from our classrooms on the next USD 348 teacher feature.